I want you to pay attention to this. It's especially important if you like to go eat at restaurants in Fort Wayne, which is just about everybody, or have eaten at a restaurant in Fort Wayne recently. Carrie, is this a Facebook group or something?
It is. It's called To Go Fort Wayne. It was started during the pandemic because you remember that places were shutting down right and left.
Yeah.
And so it was a way to help support your local restaurants because they were really hit hard, right? So people post all kinds of things on here, and predominantly they're good, right? Well, this somebody posted this yesterday to the customer who left a 99-cent tip on your $67 meal. It was our pleasure to serve you. Our servers have no control over how long our small, overworked kitchen staff takes to prepare your meal. They also have no control over how long it takes our small and equally overworked bartending team to make your drink. Our servers make $2.15 an hour. Your tip? It made a point. It also showed your complete lack of understanding of the restaurant situation at this time. We will gladly serve you again should you choose to return, but odds are you won't, and that's okay too.
Wow.
99-cent tip on a $67 meal charge.
Was that, and that was here in Fort Wayne?
Somewhere in Fort Wayne.
Like yeah.
They do not mention the restaurant, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that this happens in a lot of places. In fact, somebody else posted, and I'm paraphrasing, that she was waiting on a table. They didn't like the price of the drinks they were getting.
What, they thought they were too expensive?
They thought they thought the size of the drink didn't match the price.
Okay.
Should have probably, I'm guessing probably should have been less money. The bill was over $80, but they left $60. That's not a $60 tip. They left $60 to pay for the $80 bill. So
Whoa!
They shorted the bill because they didn't agree with the pricing. You can't do that.
Wow.
Oh my God.
You can't do that.
Are people not self-aware or aware of the situation that we're going through right now, especially at restaurants where, I mean, I know people that work in them and they have no, I mean, it's a good day when everybody shows up, let alone, you know, the stuff they have to do. They're having staffing problems. They're short staffed. They're trying to, you know, there's two people or one person in the kitchen doing all the orders.
Well, and I'll tell you, I think I've shared this story. I'm not sure, but there have been two nights now, well, in the last couple of months, where we had to go to three or four places before we could get food.
What do you mean?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Okay, so we walk into the first place, and a sign on the door says, we are short staffed. There are going to be longer waits, blah, blah, blah. Now, I'm going to make an aside here and say that I like it when establishments do that.
Me too.
Because you know, walking in, they're trying to accommodate you, and they're giving you the full-out truth. This is what's going on. So we left because we saw people leaving that place. You know, we were like, okay, that's fine. So we go to another place, and it was a drive-thru. We sat in the drive-thru for over 10 minutes, and when we left and turned at the stoplight onto another street, the car that was in the drive-thru, you know, in the pickup window, was still in the pickup window when we drove back around again.
Over 10 minutes.
We left, they were still, the line still hadn't moved. Then we went to a third place, and we sat in line. And finally, a car drove by and stopped at all of our cars in line. We roll the window down, he's like, they're closed. They didn't put a sign out, but they're closed early.
Oh, my God!
So we ended up having to go to a fourth place. And this was at 7:30 at night.
Oh.
At a fast food chain. So
yeah.
They were closed early. And then we ended up going to a fourth place, and we just grabbed some food and ran. So,
well, you know, people, I mean, you have to understand, and maybe people don't, but still 99 cents. I mean, come on. You still have to understand what's happening right now. And you have to expect when you go out that there could be delays. There's just not enough staff to serve you. And I'm sure the restaurants don't like it, but what can they do?
The servers are stuck.
Yeah.
Everybody is stuck in that situation. Nobody wants to be in that situation. I know the customers don't, but neither do the employees.
If you work in that kind of business or know any more about this, you want to make any comments, we'd love to hear what you're going through here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because Fort Wayne is known for two things, churches and restaurants.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.